This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israeli helicopters today launched missiles at the headquarters of Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority in the West Bank town of Ramallah. They also struck for a second day the authority's compound in Gaza City. The attacks came only hours after the Israeli cabinet branded Arafat's administration a supporter of terrorism. Earlier in the day, Israeli bulldozers started digging up the runway of Gaza's international airport. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's decision was clear. Israel is fed up with Yasser Arafat after a wave of Palestinian attacks that killed 26 Israelis in just 12 hours.
The situation became worse now, and we will be acting until we will bring end to terror. And Arafat, no doubt, he is the one who is responsible for this terror, and we will have to take the necessary steps, which will decide in due time.
For the first time, Israel is striking targets directly connected to Yasser Arafat. David Horovitz, the editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine, says it's meant to send Arafat a message.
The clear line that the Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is stressing is one that says that Yasser Arafat is really irrelevant to Israel's considerations now. Israel must merely act in the best way it sees fit to protect its citizens. We don't expect the Palestinian Authority to do anything because we've been betrayed by them so often in the past.
The cabinet debate was stormy. The moderates in the government, led by Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, asked for a week's delay to give Arafat a chance to crack down on Islamist militants, as Israel is demanding. When Sharon refused, Peres led a walkout and did not participate in the vote. Sources in Peres's Labor Party say that if Sharon tries to topple Arafat, as some hardline cabinet ministers are demanding, Labor will pull out of the government, sparking a coalition crisis. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat says Sharon's actions are a declaration of war.
Well, I think the Israelis want to get rid of us and want to get rid of Arafat and want to destroy the peace process. I don't know what can we call this, destroying the international airport, destroying the civilian choppers, destroying the police headquarters. It's a state of terror. It's a state of terror being exercised by Israel.
Erekat says Israel's moves make it almost impossible for the Palestinian Authority to crack down on militants as Israel is demanding. Even so, he says, Palestinian security forces have arrested more than 100 people in the past few days. Israeli government spokesman Ranan Gissin says few of those detained are on Israel's list of wanted men.
We gave Arafat the opportunity to arrest the right people. We gave him the addresses. We gave him the names. He knows all those things, and he's done nothing. Zero. Zero effort. Not zero results. Zero effort.
Israeli analysts say Israel's retaliation so far has been limited. They say Israel is giving Arafat one last chance to really crack down on militants. If, as Israeli officials expect, that doesn't happen in the next few days, Israel could escalate its actions in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And this time, says David Horovitz, Israel has the full support of the Bush administration.
I mean, what a dramatic change in American policy from just a few weeks ago when Israel last entered Palestinian areas in the West Bank. The administration was publicly and really very angrily urging Israel to get back out, and if you remember, never to go back in again to Palestinian areas. And this time, by enormous contrast, you have the American administration stressing that Israel has the right to self-defense.
Israeli security officials warn of more potential Palestinian attacks. They say they believe suicide bombers have already infiltrated Israel and are just waiting for the order to strike. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.